Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
A few years ago, I went to Australia for the first time to speak at a large conference for clients. I was particularly excited as the event was being held in Adelaide, which was the city my family was going to emigrate to when my mom was pregnant with me. They decided to postpone the trip until after I was born and then never got round to making the move. So it was kind of cool to see what my hometown would have been like if we'd have made that move. I guess I'd be the same, but with an Aussie rather than an English accent. I'd already started thinking about gifts I could bring back for my family. I really wanted to bring back a live kangaroo, but I most likely wouldn't get it through customs. Maybe a boomerang would be more sensible. The unique selling point of a boomerang is that it's aerodynamically designed to return to the thrower. This made me think of how we can manage ourselves to influence others on the level of customer service we provide. We can, in effect, reap what we sow in our interactions with others. Recently, on one of our other trips, my wife and I came through an airport and unfortunately her suitcase got pulled for a secondary inspection. Another passenger also had her bag pulled, and it was interesting to observe the different level of service that my wife received compared with the other passenger. Gaina, my wife, she also goes by the name G, was positive and cool about the whole process and actually received superb service from the TSA. Yes, I did say superb service and TSA in the same sentence. The other passenger was very negative and aggressive towards the TSA agent, and surprise, surprise, she didn't receive the same level of service that my wife did. Well, what's the lesson here? Well, rather like a boomerang, we can receive what we put out. If we want to be served well, we should positively cooperate with the other person, their process and procedure, especially when it comes to airport security, to be served well. We do reap what we sow, and even if we still receive poor service, we can keep our own personal constitution and peace of mind intact, which, as we all know, can be a challenge, especially through busy airports and life in general. Well, what's the practical application here when it comes to customer-centered service? Well, as a service provider, the vibe that you put out when serving your external or internal customers is going to come back at you. Great service providers go first. They lead with the heart of a servant. I found that when you genuinely focus on being of service to others, even in pressured and tense situations, you do receive a much better response from the external or internal customer you're trying to be of service to. Turn the tables though, if necessary. If you're the person receiving the service, i.e. you're the person going through metaphorically TSA security, you're able to some extent influence the quality of service that you receive by the vibe that you give out. Be helpful and you're likely to be helped. Be positive and you're likely to receive positive service. Be pleasant and shock horror, guess what? You're likely to be treated pleasantly. Notice I kept saying likely, as people can be unpredictable, but remember at a minimum, you'll be able to keep your own personal constitution and peace of mind intact. So just for the fun of it though, I was tempted to try and bring back a baby kangaroo from my Australian trip and see what kind of quality of service I'd receive at Adelaide Airport. If I did get it out of Adelaide, I thought it would be even more interesting to see how the lovely TSA folks at Los Angeles World Airport would handle the situation. I decided to stick with the boomerang. I'm just not as cool and positive as my wife Gaina is.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.